F is for Fugitive by Sue Grafton. Copyright 1989 by Sue Grafton. This recording of the full-length reading of F is for Fugitive was published by arrangement with Random House Audio Publishing Incorporated and was produced in 1994 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Books on Tape Incorporated. This book is read by Mary Pfeiffer. Chapter 1. The Ocean Street Motel in Floral Beach, California, is located, oddly enough, on Ocean Street, a stone's throw from the sea wall that slants 10 feet down toward the Pacific. The beach is a wide band of beige, trampled with footprints that are smoothed away by the high tide every day. Public access is afforded by a set of concrete stairs with a metal rail. A wooden fishing pier, built out into the water, is anchored at the near end by the office of the Port Harbor Authority, which is painted a virulent blue. 17 years ago, Jean Timberlake's body had been found at the foot of the sea wall, but the spot wasn't visible from where I stood. At the time, Bailey Fowler, an ex-boyfriend of hers, pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Now he'd changed his tune. Every violent death represents the climax of one story and an introduction to its sequel. My job was to figure out how to write the proper ending to the tale. Not easy after so much time had elapsed. Floral Beach has a population so modest the number isn't even posted on a sign anywhere. The town is 6 streets long and 3 streets deep, all bunched up against a steep hill largely covered with weeds. There may be as many...